The Exotic Booze Club. Written and read by Brian Armstrong. Our ambitious plan was for Brady to capture Gustav and attach a tracking device. With that, we would soon see if this croc was stalking human flesh, or if he was just a large version of every other opportunistic crocodile in the river. If he was truly a problem, we'd recapture him for a zoo. At least one other would-be croc wrangler had tried to capture Gustav, and that was the Frenchman who gave Gustav his name, self-taught naturalist Patrice Fay. Fay's obsession with Gustav and his attempt to capture him in 2002 was the subject of a documentary where he built a giant metal cage by the river. The cage was 1.5 meters high, about 2 meters wide, and nearly 10 meters long, and inside he tied a live goat. Thankfully for the goat, Gustav didn't bite. Fay went on to spice up the menu a bit, trying chickens and even a dog, but neither Gustav nor any other croc took the bait. It was a harebrained idea. Crocs have been around since the time of the dinosaurs, and a species doesn't get to do that by being stupid. As one croc song suggests, don't be taken in by the foolish grin. These animals are acutely aware of their surrounds and rarely need to take unnecessary risks for lunch. If they have to, crocs can eat 1/5 of their body weight in one sitting and make that feed last them for 12 months. That's it. Not 3 meals a day, but 1 meal a year. Brady told me his idea for capturing Gustav. It was simple and pure and the most jaw-droppingly terrifying concept you can imagine. He wanted no big cages, no big boats, no large crews or thick nets. For this 6-meter-long man-eating legend, Brady gave me a short shopping list. One canoe, the smallest and narrowest we could find. One fearless volunteer to sit behind him and paddle. A headlamp and a snare. I'd have to work on the volunteer, but everything else was ready to go. And clearly, already in Brady's arsenal were balls of steel. Once Brady crept up and snared Gustav, he'd race to the shore and try to drag this toothy giant up the bank. Shady had commitments back in the States, so to film this whole wild affair, I had a calm and collected cameraman from South Africa, Graham Duane.